This is a real good football team, really real good organization that we're facing this week. I think that, you know, Ozzy and John have done a tremendous job in putting together this team, and they're explosive, they're talented, they're very physical, they play smart football, they're really pretty good at everything they do, the running game, the passing game, the kicking game, just really all phases of the game. They're a good situational football team, and they can play to their own different styles, and they can also defend and deal with, you know, the different styles that the opponents bring to them. So I think that's, you know, it's been impressive what they've been able to do. Gotten off to a great start, playing from ahead, playing you know, an offensive system that's, even though they've been in different styles of it, they've been effective, they've moved the ball, they've got it down the field, they've run it, they've thrown it, they've been consistent, they've been good in the red area, they've been good on third down, they've been real good on first down, and defensively they've played very well in the red area. You know, they've already got, you know, a lot of negative plays, sacks, turnovers, negative runs, stuff like that. And of course with you know, John's background in the kicking game, that's always a strength of any team that he's a part of, and certainly the Colts, so, or the Ravens, I'm sorry. You know, another good tight end with Heap, real experienced group of receivers, you know, guys that really know what they're doing, and you know, good depth at the skill positions at running back, and a big offensive line, so not a lot of weaknesses, and that's shown up in the way that they've played, the way they started the season, and they've been very impressive to watch. It's, they're well coached, and they're tough. They're physical.
Bill, have you noticed any difference in the defensive philosophy, or can you talk about any difference in the defensive philosophy since Rex Ryan has left?
Well, they got a lot of the same players, and those players are all making a lot of plays. They're big and fast at linebacker. They're big and fast on the defensive line. They use a lot of different players. They're very athletic in the secondary. You know, the safeties, Landry and Reed, are, you know, probably as good a pair as there is. And you know, they're very competitive on the corners, you know, with Foxworth and Carr in there on the sub, and Fabian Washington. So, you know, scheme-wise, they do what they want to do. They play man. They play zone. They play blitz zone. They pressure. They play good on the goal line. They play good in short yardage. They play good in long yardage. They play good on first down. They play good on second and third down. So they're really a solid defensive football team. Whatever they play pretty good.
Bill, do you have anything to add regarding the Jonathan Wilhite situation, particularly now that it's been, that there's a police investigation seemingly ongoing about it? Do you just have anything to add about Jonathan or the investigation?
No, any personal situations I'll keep internally.
Bill, can you discuss the decision to release Prescott Burgess and add Terrell Sands?
I'm sorry?
Can you discuss the decision to release Prescott Burgess and add Terrell Sands?
Well, Terrell's, you know, a player that we want to add on to the roster, and we need to make a spot for it. And, you know, Prescott, who, you know, who we liked and we wanted to work with and still would like to work with, you know, was kind of the most available option to create a roster spot to bring Sands onto the team. So that's basically what it came down to. We'd like to have them both, but we had to make room. So we'll see what happens, you know, going forward with how the roster shapes up. But I'd like to continue to work with both players if possible.
How do you see Sands contributing on the defensive line?
Well, we'll just have to see how that goes. You know, I've never coached him before, so we'll have to, you know, teach him our techniques and work with him here and see, you know, see how he does and, you know, figure it out. But I think, you know, he's got good tools to work with, and we'll just have to see how it all comes together, but I don't know exactly how that'll work out at this point.
Fair to say he'd be more of an inside guy, a tackle?
Well, I wouldn't want to be held to anything, Mike. We'll see how it goes. He's certainly got the frame to play in. I mean, he's tall and he's long and he's big, but he's got the frame to play inside too. You know, it's rare to see a player that's that size and that athletic and that long. So I think, on paper he has that, has some flexibility. Whether that is actually the case in our defense or not, we'll have to wait and see.
Coach, back to Jonathan Wilhite. Do you have any update on his condition?
No.
Bill, you often say last week in a press conference, you said if you lose two guys at a position, you're really talking about a lot of changes, whether that's two offensive linemen. Would you say, though, that also applies to your front seven defensively? If this weekend you're playing without Mayo potentially and without Wilfork, does that really change a lot of what you have to do?
Well, any time you don't have a player that you're used to playing with, it changes something. But I think losing, in your example, two players in the front seven compared to losing two players at a specific position like receiver or linebacker or something like that is a little bit different. But if the players that you're used to playing with aren't available to play, then that certainly is going to necessitate some type of an adjustment, or different players are going to be in there, and how much of an adjustment and change that is for everybody else depends on the situation and the players and how much they're similar or can execute like the other players that were in there before them.
So how are the Ravens using Kelly Washington? Obviously a receiver. How much is he playing, I guess?
Well, and there's three receiver sets, and that changes from game to game. They used quite a bit of it last week against Cleveland, and they move all those guys around a little bit. So you see him see everybody outside or in the slot. I'm talking about Clayton Washington and Mason that they – they move around. They use, their coordinator, Cameron, uses a lot of different formations and looks and personnel groups, and what they do one week isn't necessarily what they're going to do the next week. Like their no-huddle offense out of three receivers last week against Cleveland was a lot different than what they had done the previous 2 weeks, and they changed their plays a little bit from week to week, depending on what they think you do defensively, and they have certain things they like to run against certain looks that defense gives them. So they're a hard team to prepare for because they do change. I'm sure that they'll, have some plays or some formations or something against us that we won't be practicing this week because they haven't shown them, or they're cooking them up today to try to game plan us. So those are things that we'll have to be alert for. And then they, with the personnel, whether it be Kelly or whoever it is, they have the ability and flexibility to move them around, put them in different places, and try to create the matchups that they're looking for. So it's really, really hard to predict, where some of these guys are going to be. Including, a lot of unbalanced line and things like that. So you don't even know for sure, that the right tackle is going to line up at right tackle. There might be another guy over there with him, or he might be over on the other side, or so they give you a lot of different looks.
Going back to Sunday's game, Bill, I'm curious, were you more involved in the offensive communication / play calling than maybe you normally are? There were a couple shots where they showed you with, a play sheet in your hands, and it looked like you were talking into the headset.
I don't know. I try to be involved in every game, and I try to do my best to help the team win. and that's sometimes involved in making decisions, sometimes it's involved in substitution, sometimes it's involved in a particular play or how we're going to handle a situation. And I would say last week's game was probably pretty similar to games I've coached here over the last 9 years or so. So, you know, each game has its own elements and its own things that are specific to that game. I'm not trying to say that they're all the same, because they're not, but as far as, you know, what my job is in the game, what I do, it's, I'd say that's pretty similar, which means I have some flexibility, and there's times when I'm involved in some things more than others, and other times when it's less than others, but it's not something that at this point is that orchestrated. It's more of what I feel like from the team standpoint we need to be doing at a certain time or with a certain situation.
Bill, after Sunday's game, it seemed like, having I had the chance to watch it again, it seemed like Jarvis Green played particularly well, particularly in the second half, forcing Ryan out of the pocket. Do you share that assessment, and how do you think Jarvis has played so far this year?
I think Jarvis has done a good job for us, like he always does. He's a very hard-working player, dependable, has some versatility in his game. Can play, you know, outside at end and inside. And he's done that, and he plays hard. He plays with high effort, and he's a smart player, and can read and recognize things on the defensive line very well. So he's, you know, I thought he's done a good job for us all year, really. And, you know, and he certainly had some plays last week against Atlanta that were, you know, that were good plays and plays that were helpful defensively. Like everybody else, there's sure a few handful of plays he would like to have had back. Like we all, that's the way we all feel after every game, win or lose. But, you know, he's done a solid job for us.
Bill, does the experience of facing the Jets defense and how similar it is to Baltimore's, is that going to help you in game planning and just getting ready for this week's game?
Oh, maybe a little bit, but I think the more important factor, the overriding factor, is the players. And there's, you know, dealing with the Ravens players and the talent that they have on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, they have it everywhere, but particularly on the defensive side of the ball, that's what really makes them a good defensive football team. And they have a good scheme. I'm not saying that, but They have real good players, and those players, you know, they cause a lot of problems. So, you know, I mean, look, scheme's important every week. You want to know what the other team's doing and how to attack it and all that. But in the end, you know, whoever's up there on the line of scrimmage, you got to block them, and whatever pass patterns you're running, they're going to have somebody cover them, and you're going to have to, you know, figure out a way to block them long enough and get open. And in a running game, you're going to have to block them and find some holes to run in. Some plays are better than others, but, you know, in the end, if you can block them and your backs run well, you're probably going to make yards. And if you can't block them, it doesn't make a difference what the play is. You're probably not going to do too well. So, you know, have we seen the things that the Ravens have done? Yes. Do the Jets do some of them? Yes. But in the end, you know, the most important thing is, you know, how our players play and how their players play and how well each team can execute what they're trying to do on Sunday afternoon. That's really the heart of the matter. And they'll do a lot of things different on defense anyway. They like I said, they blitz, they cover, they play man, they play zone, they change it up on you. It's, you know, it's really hard to, when you walk up to the line of scrimmage, say, well, this is what they're going to do. But based on what I've seen, it doesn't really make any difference what they do. It looks pretty good. So that'll be our big challenge. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.